This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
New Hampshire primary coming up, and the Democrats didn't want to let New Hampshire keep its status as the first primary. Iowa has a caucus, New Hampshire has primary. So this week, we get the first of the primaries in New Hampshire, and they're very proud of it. So I looked it up. Do you realize how many Democrats there are in this race? There's tons of them, and the only way you're going to get to do anything in New Hampshire as a Democrat is if you write in Joe Biden. Now, here's the interesting thing. The Democrats aren't counting what happens in New Hampshire, no matter what. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're going to be talking about New Hampshire and mostly Nikki Haley today because New Hampshire did something very tricky. They say Democrats can vote in the Republican primary. So, of course, you can skew. You don't really look at it as, is this really something that matters? Because it isn't it isn't who the Republicans want for themselves. I guess, theoretically, Republicans could vote in the Democratic primary, but why bother? It doesn't even count. So now you're going to have this skewed result. And let me tell you, Nikki Haley and team will do everything they can to make it sound, I mean, I don't know, I don't see how they could win regardless. Because I don't see, I mean, maybe Democrats will vote for her, they will decide to do that, but Donald Trump is so popular, I don't see anything happening with it. But whatever the results are, here's what I'll tell you, they don't mean anything. Donald Trump is a de facto guy, but here's what Donald Trump had to say about Nikki Haley and the crooked nature of what's happening in New Hampshire.
But she's made an unholy alliance with the rhinos, the Never Trumpers, Americans for No Prosperity, globalists, the radical left communists, and they want to get liberals and Biden supporters. That's what they want. And you know, you have a governor here that allows Democrats to vote in the Republican primary. What's that all about?
You couldn't stack the deck more against a candidate than they've done in New Hampshire. And I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that Donald Trump wins it anyway. Glad you guys are here. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I put no stock in this. My hope is that Republicans come out in droves and overwhelmingly support Donald Trump. Just so you know, there are a lot of Republican candidates on the ticket in New Hampshire, too. I don't want to make it sound like it's only the Democrats. Let me give you some names. You probably haven't heard these names. Peter Jettick, Perry Johnson, Donald Kjornis, Mary Maxwell, Glenn J. McPeters, Scott Peterson Merrill, Darius L. Mitchell. Let me give you some others. Hirsch V. Singh, Samuel Howard Sloan, David Stuckenberg, Rachel Swift, Scott Allen Avers, and there are others. Chris Christie, and then there are those that are off. Mike Pence, gone. Vivek Ramaswamy, gone. Tim Scott, gone. So what's funny about the Republicans, and those are all Republicans that have listed on the New Hampshire ballot, and I would venture to tell you, you haven't heard, the likelihood of you having heard any of the names except the bigger ones is probably 99.99999%, because I hadn't. I was actually very surprised. So those are the people, and what you're noticing is attrition, attrition, attrition. You go to the Democrats' list, which I have here, and let me give you a few names. John Vail, Marianne Williamson, President R. Bodie, Teresa Bukovinak, Eben Cambridge, Gabriel Cornejo, Mark Stewart Greenstein, Todd Kuss, Paul V. Lacava, Star Locke, Frankie Lozada, Stephen P. Lyons, Raymond Michael Moros, Derek Nadeau, Jason Michael Palmer, Mondo Perez Serralo, and there's even more. There's even more. Doesn't even have Dean what's his face that's running against him. And the list is, I mean, it's a very long list. No Joe Biden, by the way, as I mentioned before. So these are the people running. And here's what I will tell you. And of course, I don't, those names are just as obscure as the as a Republican. So let's be honest there. But here's what I'll tell you. That I don't know that there's any attrition. And of course, none of those people are viable candidates. But it just goes to show you the number of people who are disgusted with Joe Biden. I didn't know if you were aware of that. So Trump said some interesting things. He says they let Democrats vote in the election. What governor would do that? Particularly a Republican governor. What governor would do that anyway? Why wouldn't you say no? We want to know who's a Republican, who's a Democrat. You pick your candidate, and then that's who gets the delegates. This way, they can skew who gets the delegates, which, for the record, New Hampshire has 22 delegates. It's 1% of the delegates you're going to need to win the nomination. So it's very small. But what's interesting about the state is the Democrats essentially mooned them. They said, we don't care that you've been number one for years. You've been the first primary for years. We don't care about you. In fact, we care so little about you that even though you think you've had the first primary, you won't be the first primary for us. And we're just going to do what we want to do. We'll give those delegates to whomever we want. They've effectively told the state, you don't matter. How crazy is that? Nikki Haley has about as much chance to be president of the United States as your cousin Ray Ray. But that's not going to stop the left from trying every trick in the book to make her believe she's got some sort of she's ascending the throne. Ooh, look at Nikki, boy. And they're going to use New Hampshire. And the real question is why? Why do they want to do this? Now, I'm going to do something. I'm going to issue a trigger warning for Haley supporters and other leftists right now, because what I have to say about her isn't flattering. Let me tell you something. Nikki Haley is dumb. Now, I don't know if you saw this thing that she just did. And I've told you guys my interaction with Nikki Haley regarding the Confederate flag, where she proudly announced that the Democrats put this flag up and it's Republican that took the flag down. And when I met with her, I told her, I said, you should have demanded the Democrats remove the flag in that ceremony, because they are the people who hung that, if you want to think of it as a racist symbol, they hung that racist symbol. They should be made to take it down. It was their responsibility to rid the state of racism, not the Republicans. And she insisted that the optics of Republicans removing the flag worked better. And I know there are people out there going, Kevin, but that does make sense. I mean, if the Democrats put it up, the Republicans should have been the one to take it down. I'll explain why I'm right when we get back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Nikki Haley put the flag up. I mean, Democrats put the flag, the Confederate flag up, the symbol of racism, which, of course, it isn't necessarily. And it was important for her that a Republican take it down. And I'm going, you do know, Nikki Haley, that the Republican Party is not known for being the people that are not responsible for slavery. In fact, most people believe that the Republican Party is full of a bunch of Dixiecrats and that they are the party of slavery. So your symbolism backfired. You had a chance to correct the record, and you were too dumb. You're playing checkers when you should be playing chess. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What bothers me most is that not only is Nikki Haley stupid with that, look at what she said about the Civil War. Why did we start the Civil War? Well, it wasn't because of slavery. And she gives a stupid answer on that. And then she's put her foot in the mouth again, and we'll get to that in just a second. I don't know if you guys saw the interview she did, but she declared that America has never been a racist country. Never been a racist country. Jake Tapper essentially was trying to give her a softball question in New Hampshire, and this is what she said.
Well, actually, she'd already said they weren't a racist country, but he was trying to let her, you know, get over it, get through it, and she blew it.
I want to ask you about a comment you made earlier this week. You said that America has, quote, never been a racist country, unquote. Protections for the institution of slavery were written into the U.S. Constitution. The White House was built with slave labor. Your home state of South Carolina seceded from the Union, fought a war to defend the enslavement of black people. I understand you don't think America's a racist country now, but we're here at a college. Do you really think, as a historical matter, America has never been a racist country?
I mean, think about what you're saying. First of all, I will tell you, when you look at, you know, the Declaration of Independence, it was that, you know, men are created equal with unalienable rights, right? That was what we all knew. But what I look at it as is I was a brown girl that grew up in a small rural town. We had plenty of racism that we had to deal with. But my parents never said we lived in a racist country. And I'm so thankful they didn't. Because for every brown and black child out there, if you tell them they live or were born in a racist country, you're immediately telling them they don't have a chance. And my parents would always say, you may have challenges. And yes, there will be people who are racist. But that doesn't define what you can do in this country. And so I think it's important that we tell all kids that, look, America is not perfect. We have our stains. We know that. But our goal should always be to make today better than yesterday. It's hugely important. And that's the problem I have is we have too many people with this national self-loathing. It is killing our country.
God, how stupid. Nikki Haley's trying to be all cute. She wants to be more in-depth, you know, give you more detail around, I'm going to show you how clever I can be in answering a question based on some stupid comment she made that America has never been a racist country. Not only have we been a racist country, because of leftism, we still are a racist country. We're not a racist country in the scheme of things, but we certainly started out that way. I mean, it's almost like Nikki Haley, they say, can you say something stupider than you did about the Civil War? And she goes, hold my beer. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. America's never been a racist company. And I'm going to tell you, Tapper handled this interview okay. He didn't try to pull a gotcha moment. He instead gave Haley a chance to set the record straight. And as I like to say to my wife when I've done something wrong that she's asked me to do, and she says, you had one job. Nikki Haley had one job. And Jake Tapper made it easy because the media only has one job, and that is to make Nikki Haley look good so she can beat Donald Trump. So Jake Tapper teed up a softball. Here's what he really was trying to tell her. Look, Nikki, you said something really stupid on Brian Kilmeade. Let's correct the record. Let everybody know what you were thinking so we can move on. And she's talking about, when I was a little girl, my parents told me, blah, blah, blah. We're not talking about racism from the standpoint of, you know, what's happening today and overcoming and things like that. To not say that racism didn't exist in this country when the Democratic Party was founded on slavery and keeping people enslaved. Anyway, she gets a chance to recover. And by the way, you guys have probably heard all of this. You just haven't heard it from my perspective, because I want to play what Charles Barkley had to say, because he was even insightful about it. And I like Sir Charles when he chimes in on things like this. But I want to play it again, because Jake Tapper tries to get her to get to again. He says, you know, but you're looking at it from the way things are today. You certainly should be able to go back and say that America was racist at one point. Here's that exchange.
Just to push back a bit, because I was a history major in New Hampshire. You're talking about the ideals of America. But America was founded institutionally on many racist precepts, including slavery.
But when you look at said all men are created equal, I think the intent was to do the right thing. Now, did they have to go fix it along the way? Yes, but I don't think the intent was ever that we were going to be a racist country.
Again, Nikki Haley wants to focus on the ideals, and that's fine. And look, I don't disagree. I say all the time the founding fathers, as flawed as they were, many of them were slave owners and things like that. They had the good notion of writing it out. But there was no question that we had succumbed to this idea of slavery, that we had made one group of people practically subhuman. And no matter how small you made it, that it is how we were founded. And we ended up fighting, and I hate to bring it up because Nikki doesn't know how to handle this, but we ended up fighting the Civil War over it. Oh, man. This occurred in New Hampshire, where Haley's spending $3 million a week so she can play second, trying to supplant DeSantis as the first place loser. And along with this outrageous spin, Haley has the support of the Never Trump governor, Chris Sununu, the fake news media that reports that Haley and Trump are in a statistical tie. They aren't anywhere else in the country. And then Haley goes on to showcase this level of abject stupidity that rivals Joe Biden's. Unbelievable. Protections for the institution of slavery were written into the Constitution. That's what Jake Tapper said. By the way, slavery, not directly, or black people, it's written three places in the Constitution. I bet you Nikki Haley can name one. The founding principles of the Democratic Party, the party of lynching of Negroes and those who supported black people, the party of the KKK. She could have educated people on all of that. And again, she blew it. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Once a fixture at the Trump White House press room, newly elected governor of Arkansas Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she'll be staying in Little Rock, not in D.C.
I am honored to serve as governor, and I hope I get to do it for the next 7 years.
That's after she was asked on CBS Face the Nation if she would consider being Donald Trump's VP. Box office best movies remain unchanged this past weekend, with Mean Girls still at the top for the second straight week. The teen musical comedy garnered nearly $12 million in its second week of release. It was also the only film to break the $10 million mark. The Beekeeper, Wonka, Anyone But You, and Migration rounded out the top five. And the NFL's conference championship games are set. The Ravens will take on the Super Bowl champion Chiefs in the AFC. The Cinderella story Detroit Lions will face the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've never been a racist country. Our goal is to make sure that today is better than yesterday.
We asked people out on the street about that tonight. We didn't find anyone that could agree with that.
Not anybody with common sense. Yeah.
That was Gayle King and Charles Barkley on his show on CNN, not doing very well, but... Charles is good in snippets. I don't know that he can carry a show, but he's right on this. And Gayle King was like, we couldn't find anybody. I mean, if you poll that, I think even Congress, you would probably get 99 out of 100 senators and 434 out of 435 congressmen that would go, that's a pretty stupid comment. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, see you're listening to. Talking about Nikki Haley, I want to talk about New Hampshire a little bit, too. But I don't like when morons answer questions for us. I just don't. It upsets me when we have an opportunity to educate America and the world on real politics. And what happens? We end up losing the opportunity and flipping it on itself to where now Republicans look stupid because they're not just going to go, well, that was Nikki Haley. See, there are Democrats out there going, see, that's how Republicans think. They don't think there's any racism. Let's say it again. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to play the rest of the clip because Charles Barkley goes on to ridicule Nikki Haley, and rightfully so. And then we're going to get into some of the things that Nikki herself has done to show you how bad of a candidate she is. I'm talking about wishy-washy beyond belief. You don't have to believe me. You'll hear it in her own words. Here is Sir Charles finishing what he started and talking about Nikki Haley and this idiotic comment that America has never been a racist country. Here's what I can tell you. When we were formed, when the founding fathers finally decided they were going to do something, they were trying to write racism out. But because the racist Democratic Party, the party of lynching of Negroes, the party of the KKK, the party of poll taxes and Jim Crow and all the other stuff, when that party was around, had there not been a Lincoln, we were certainly founded on racism. We were utilizing racism. We treated a people as subclass. The people that you could do whatever you want, and it was the most humane period in American history. And you can't gloss over it. Any imbecile knows that America was a racist country. Anyway, I'm going to play the rest of this clip of what Barkley said.
We didn't find anything.
Well, you know what? I've been having a hard time trying to decide who I'm going to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
So Nikki Haley's the leader in the clubhouse because...
She was a leader in your clubhouse.
Because she's 100% correct. If you forget about slavery, Jim Crow, segregation, anti-Semitism, Asian hate that's been going on in this country, America's been smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Before we get to the rest, I want to tell you how brilliant it was for
for Charles Barkley to mention anti-Semitism and Asian hate. He brought it to the fore to say, look, it isn't just in the past. This is still going on. Now, if he were to go farther, and I'm willing to go farther because I'll tell you right now, America and the founding documents, there was a group of people who were writing racism and hatred out. But there were also a group of people who were going to keep it institutionalized. They did it then and they're doing it now. And that is the Democratic Party. If racism didn't exist, then why was the inhumane practice of slavery referenced in the founding documents? Nikki Haley does nothing to help the Republican Party. And why these elites have selected her to be the great Indian hope to beat Donald Trump, I can only wonder if they're thinking, you know what? We went from DeSantis, now we've gone to Nikki Haley. Who's next in the list of people that we need to try to prop up to get Donald Trump? Here's the rest of Barkley's comment.
You know, that was...
I think a lot of people were surprised.
Well, no, first of all, you can't be surprised. That was just stupid. America was built on racism.
Mm-hmm.
First of all...
America was certainly built on slavery.
But... Listen, you can criticize the country. This is the greatest country in the world, but you can still criticize it.
Yes.
Anybody who thinks we don't have racism, you turn on the TV every single day,
mm-hmm.
there's racism.
Mm-hmm.
And for her, somebody who wants to be the president of the United States to say something, that's stupid. And that's just stupid. Like, when you heard it, you're like, oh, can you, I wish I could go back on my TV, because, you know, when somebody...
to rewind it to see...
Because you can't think that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't think that racism doesn't exist in this country. But, like, you know, right now, like I say, America was built on racism. Like I say, segregation, Jim Crow, slavery.
Yeah.
Even now, we got anti-Semitism that's through the roof.
Yeah.
In the last couple of years, Asian people have been getting mistreated.
Well, she has a town hall tomorrow night, Jake Tapper.
You know what I want to do?
What?
Listen, I want all the black people here in New York. We're going up to New Hampshire. We're going to have the whole audience black. That's what we're going to do. And when Jake Tapper said we got a question, we're going to all raise our hand at the same time. If I could get, it's cold out here right now. If I could get.
Something tells me there's not very many black people in New Hampshire, so maybe
you know
might have to cover New York.
Well, because I think that the reason she said that everything's rosy with black people, she's been in New Hampshire and Iowa for the last 2 months. She ain't seen no black people.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to do this segment of what they should have said. And here's what I would say to you that Nikki Haley should have said when she was given the opportunity by Jake Tapper. I would like to alter my statement to say that without Democrats, America is not a racist country. Without Democrats, America would not have been founded as a racist country. After all, the Democrats are the party of racism, the party of the Ku Klux Klan, the anti-civil rights party, the party of Jim Crow, and many other things that have negatively impacted people of color for decades. Thankfully, my party, the Republican Party, the anti-slavery party, the party that freed the slaves, the party of Lincoln, the party that established the civil rights for all black Americans, the party that established the Freedmen's Bureau so that blacks would learn how to read, the party that established historically black colleges and universities, the party that has fought for the rights of minorities, mostly and certainly including blacks, for decades, for centuries. That party is absolutely not racist. We fought against those people who wanted to institutionalize slavery then, and we continue to fight against them now. Now, see, that's a way to make a statement. The public sees through Haley, I'm telling you. And while there are many leftists out there that want her to surge against Donald Trump, it's not going to happen because of, number one, she's not qualified, but also because of things like this. I want to play a couple of clips of Nikki Haley, and we're going to discuss these in more detail. But she's wishy-washy, and as I said, you'll hear Nikki Haley in this next clip, you guys got that ready, debating herself. Nikki Haley, then versus now.
run if President Trump ran.
I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president. I will not now, not ever, support raising the gas tax.
Let's increase the gas tax by 10 cents over the next 3 years.
Every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat.
I never said government should go and require anyone's name.
So I think China's been a really great friend of ours. Yes, I view China as an enemy. That was not what I intended to say. I do not think we need to pull money from the U.N.
The U.N., the only thing is we would defund the U.N. as much as possible.
You may not have caught the last bit of that, but she says, I wouldn't. So let's just go back and count the number of things that Nikki Haley, said, I'll do this, but then does something different. So number one, I will not run against Donald Trump. That's my biggest deal. I'm going to tell you something. Loyalty. You check with anybody that is my friend. I'm talking about true friends. They will tell you, I'm going to be in the top three of most loyal. I don't care what your peccadillo is. Doesn't mean I have to like it, but I'm not jettisoning you. Unless you are Jeffrey Epstein and you're molesting children, I'm going to stick with you through thick and thin. I'm your ride or die. What else did she say? I will not raise the gas tax. And was she, we need to do a 10-cent gas tax. What did she say next? The government needs to not be getting into your business on social media. We need to verify people by their name on social media. Who's going to do that? She said China's been a great friend before she said next. Now, China's our enemy. And then finally she said, I would pull money from the UN. And then at the end she says, don't do it. I'm not going to do it. These are the things that bother me. Where's your conviction? Where are the things? Look, I get it. You want to say the right things in front of the right people. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to say to people, look, you may not like this answer, but I'm not funding the UN. I'm not funding the WEF. I'm not going to be in the Paris Climate Accord. This is what Donald Trump does. And they wonder why he's so sticky.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show on Kevino Jacksones.
The National Intelligence Council has said that climate change is a wide-ranging national security challenge for the U.S. over the next 20 years. Do you share the view that global warming is a security threat to the United States?
I think it is one of the threats, yes. I don't think it's the most important, but I do think it is on the table.
Certain things scream out to me that you are part of the establishment, and one of them is the threat of global climate change. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Climate change is weather. And if there's anybody, if we should be talking about weather today, we should be right now because we are in the throes of winter. And you know what's happening? It's cold all over America in the throes of winter. Now, if we got an ice sheet in Texas in the summer, you could tell me, Kevin, we got global climate change. I would be on the bandwagon. We have weather anomalies that occur every year. We set records one way or the other, and sometimes we have regular years where we don't get a lot of records. But I can tell you this, there's a hurricane season. There's a tsunamis that will occur. There are earthquakes that will occur. There are forest fire seasons that tend to happen during the time of electrical storms and things like this. It's like I say to people, you're not going to see a series of tornadoes happening throughout the belt, whatever they call it there, the Dust Bowl belt between, you know, Virginia all the way across to Georgia. You're not going to see that in the winter. I'm stumbling around today. I don't know why. But it's weather. And so here's Nikki Haley.
Well, I think climate change is a threat. It's not the biggest threat.
Is it? Weather is a threat. Yeah, the way it's been for mankind all the time. Mudslides, floods, droughts. It's all a threat, yes. But it isn't the threat that they make it to be. And it's certainly nothing that man's going to be able to change. It would be like them saying, listen, we want volcano insurance so we can ensure that a volcano never erupts again. And don't think it's that silly, because that's essentially what Democrats do. We must make sure that we never have another volcano erupt. Please get, you know, the sad music playing and somebody holding a puppy covered with ash. Volcanoes are going to erupt. And if you're by one, you may be living in paradise, because you probably are. You could be in Hawaii, or you could be in near Mount Vesuvius in Italy. Beautiful places. Until the volcano erupts. And government would have you believe, we will control the volcano. Global volcano eruptions are the biggest existential threat. But if you donate enough money to us, we will stop the volcanoes from erupting. We will stop the tsunamis from happening. We will stop the earthquakes. It's so ridiculous. So anyway, my litmus test, I know I'm off track here, guys. My litmus test for politicians is, do you buy into this stuff? Somebody's got to have the guts to go, let me tell you, you could collect all, and this is what I would run. I would run a commercial that says, you can collect all the money you want for carbon, you know, because they talk about carbon dioxide all the time. And I've jokingly said, when a volcano burps, it burps more carbon dioxide than mankind can produce in a year. So imagine what an eruption does. It's no more possible for the politicians to stop a volcano from erupting than it is for them to affect global climate change. But nobody puts it in terms that you know, people can understand. I want to go back to Nikki Haley, because we played a clip of her wishy-washy, and we have a second one of those. And I think it might have one of the previous ones. But this is her changing her position on policy. And you wonder, why can't she be trusted? And before I play that, I want to say this. As you consider what Nikki Haley says as she debates herself, ask yourself, what does Trump say? Trump tells you, here's the way I think, here's the way it goes. It's pretty much been the same. Go back and look at his tapes when he talks about politics 30 years ago. Go look at him back in 2015 and 16 when he was running for president and ultimately got elected. Look at what he did as president, and you will see consistency. Some changing, a little bit maybe nuancing some stuff here, but for the most part, it's going to be consistent. And no matter what barb you threw at him, he wasn't going to change. I cannot stress enough to people that the thing that bugs me the most, and probably does you as well, is when somebody can easily be swayed one way or the other. That was my problem with Vivek Ramaswamy. He'd have, this is my position. And then he'd go meet with somebody and go, you know, now I've changed my position. Well, if you change your position, you know what it tells me? You haven't really thoroughly thought it through. You haven't looked at it in the sphere, where you look at it from 360 degrees, any direction, and you can say, I have thoroughly exhausted what I need to look at for this particular item, this particular issue. And my hope is that Ramaswamy does start to do that. Before he voices an opinion, he says, you know what, I've looked at it from the other side. I've analyzed this issue, and here's where I stand. And then you stick to it. That's what I do. I would venture to say that's what many of you do. You've come to your conclusions through analysis. You might have even gone through the school of hard knocks. It could have impacted you directly. There's lots of things. Even, I'll give you an example. I don't think about pregnancy the way a woman does. So the only way I can think about that topic is if I ask myself, what if I had to do it? What if it were on me? What if I made a mistake? Stupid mistake. What if the mistake just happened, you know, for whatever reason? It was just, you know, the way life works, you can't control it. What would I do then? And that's when you say to yourself, I that's a tough decision. I remember when people would want to kill themselves, you know, go through Kevorkian. And I was like, man, first of all, I don't understand why people want to do it. Then I saw the tapes. And I saw these people that were not living life. And I went, wow. And I'm not talking about, you know, couldn't pay a bill here. I'm talking about devastating things. And again, if you're listening to me going, Kevin, I don't get it. Well, go watch one of those tapes. And you go, you know what? I see why that guy wanted to die. I get it. I see why Kevorkian was a needed thing. You know, and I get it. We're all Christians. I personally tell myself, God said that you cannot commit suicide. I get it. But I do understand some people going, man, it doesn't matter. Send me the H-E double crooked socks, because this life here is worse than any type of, you know, whatever. So, I'm not telling you it would change my mind to do it, but at the very least, you got to be able to look at something and analyze it and have some frame of reference before you just go spitting out something. I want to get back to Nikki Haley because I'm going to run out of time. Here she is debating herself the second one of those mashups we found.
Governor DeSantis is hitting you for claiming the retirement age is, quote, way, way too low.
I have never once said that.
But what we do know is 65 is way too low, and we need to increase that. We need to do it according to life expectancy.
I never once said Hillary Clinton was an inspiration.
I often say that the reason I got into politics was because of Hillary Clinton.
I never said government should go and require anyone's pay.
A huge issue that I'll deal with as soon as I get there is social media. They need to verify every single person on their outlet, and I want it by name.
What I have always said is boys go into a boys' bathroom, girls go into a girls' bathroom, but hold on one second.
When I was governor, they wanted to bring in a bathroom bill, a transgender bathroom bill, and I strong-armed and said, we are not going to have that in South Carolina.
She said the law shouldn't get involved in that, and I just ask you, if you're somebody that's going to be the president of the United States and you can't stand up against child abuse, how are you going to be able to stand up for anything? That is the truth.
I never said
that. We have it on video.
So what's the tally now with Nikki Haley? If Trump runs, I won't run against him. I won't raise the gas tax. Social media needs to be verified by the name. She said she never said that. China's been a great friend. I will pull money from the UN. The retirement age, I won't touch it. Hillary Clinton was an inspiration. And boys' bathrooms, what does this woman have conviction about? This seems nothing. She says what, either she's getting influence with each interaction that she has, or she has no conviction. Mahatma Gandhi said this, a no uttered from the deepest conviction is better than a yes merely uttered to please, or worse, to avoid trouble. And that's what we have. We have people that don't want to confront. They want to avoid the confrontation. So they just say what people want to hear. And you know what? You're sick of it. And that's why when Donald Trump says it, you go, I can count on that. They wonder why we support him.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.